Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Essigian moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Essigian moves to third. Romano moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Essigian scores. Romano moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roark picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Roark. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to third. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mike Roark. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Frank Larry pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Larry moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Frank House now catching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Barry Latman. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from house and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Kirkland moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to home to get Kirkland. Phillips moves to third. Power moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Funk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.